Tens of thousands of mourners packed the streets to attend a state funeral for victims of Thursday's bombing in a Shiite mosque in southeast Iran. 25 people were killed during evening prayers in the blast at this mosque in the city of Zayedan near the border with Pakistan. Around 120 others were wounded in the predominantly Sunni Muslim city. Mourners draped coffins in Iranian flags, others chanted slogans. The funeral procession was held just hours after authorities said they had executed three men in connection with the deadly bombing. They said they had been tried, convicted, and executed in the space of 36 hours. Authorities said they had legal representation and claimed they had been involved in other attacks. Officials said the men brought bomb materials into Iran. The bombing was the deadliest attack in Iran for two decades, since the war with Iraq ended in 1988. The Saudi-owned Al Arabiya television channel said a Sunni opposition group had claimed responsibility for the attack, which came just 2 weeks before a presidential election in the Islamic Republic.